With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. Last year, Washington State gave Boeing millions in tax breaks to keep them from moving production to another state. More recently, Amazon is playing tough with book publishers.
This got the Week in Review panel wondering if our region has a tolerance for big businesses that use bullying tactics. Steve Scher took up that question with his panel.
Joni Balter is the host of the Seattle Channel's Civic Cocktail. She also writes for Bloomberg View. Eli Sanders is associate editor at The Stranger, and Knut Berger is a writer for Crosscut, Seattle Magazine. An article that Knut wrote starts with, Seattle always falls in love with bullies. Is that true?
Well, we think of ourselves as this kind of nice guy culture, but we have a real strange relationship with a lot of big companies that use really brutal tactics to get where they are. And I would cite Boeing, I would cite Starbucks, Microsoft, Amazon. We think of them as kind of iconic Seattle firms, but the way they do business is exact opposite of what we say we value.
All right. Well, in this case, the value is how Amazon is treating authors and publishers. So can you characterize the dispute?
Yeah. What Amazon is in a dispute with the publishing giant Hachette over splitting the revenues from e-books. And what they've done is they've shut down a lot of the ability of people to pre-order Hachette books. And these are books by publishers who have authors like David Sedaris and Sherman Alexie and others. And they're playing hardball. They're basically saying, hey, if you want to sell books through Amazon, you got to cave to our pricing system. So it's a very kind of hardball negotiation. But it's part of, I think, this larger picture of the way Amazon has been stomping around in the publishing industry. It's not just a technological revolution. It has to do with behavior.
Well, you wrote, welcome to Seattle, the city that carries an emerald sledgehammer. Meet Boeing, the extortionist, Starbucks, the litigator, Microsoft, the would-be monopolist. You guys have been thinking about this at The Stranger, too, yeah?
We are thinking about this. We have been thinking about this. And I agree with a lot of what Knut wrote in his column, which was great and needed to be said. There is a direct conflict between Seattle's purported values as one of the most literary cities in America and the practices that Amazon is pursuing vis-a-vis authors in terms of essentially deleting them from its online store in order to leverage a better deal out of one publishing house. I think that is what has caused the greater uproar in this round of negotiation, if you want to call it negotiation, between Amazon and publishers than other rounds, that authors are very, very clearly the ones caught in the middle and being hurt here. And there's a callousness, it seems, about the way that Amazon is behaving that really rubs people the wrong way. There's also a crass commodification of books in some of the statements that Amazon is making, where it compares books to any other commodity that it might sell on its online store. And Hachette has made what I thought was a very good statement, saying, we are beginning to understand that Amazon sees books as any other commodity. They are not.
Here in America's most literate, best-read city, this is a big deal to us. I was struck in one of those articles by something called the Gazelle Strategy. Did everybody read that part? Where Amazon really had this idea that if you're talking to small publishers, you treat them as a cheetah might treat a gazelle, a sick one. So this really does play upon our, we sort of think we live in this utopian Seattle. Everybody wants to come here, and all of our political leaders, many of them are sort of nice guys, and companies do the responsible thing. I'm thinking of perhaps Costco and Starbucks to a degree. If you think about, remember when the government shutdown was happening, Howard Schultz urged his caffeinated minions to come together and tell the government to reopen because it was discouraging so many people. So that was a sort of a populist kind of a value there. But, you know, we're finding out that, you know, the Boeing deal is sour. This particular Amazon strategy is just makes people shake their heads.
Well, Skip, you did write a disclosure. The writer's life is heavily entwined with all the companies he disparages above. He often rides Boeing jets, patronizes Madison Park Starbucks, wrote this piece using Microsoft Word, and his new ebook, Roots of Tomorrow, is now available on Amazon.
For the moment.
Yeah, they may play hardball with you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just these companies are just part of the fabric of life here, and I think part of it is not taking a realistic view of them, not viewing them as heroic, not viewing them as romantic, not necessarily viewing them as necessarily as one with our values. I think we need to be more maybe more cynical, certainly more realistic about it. I also think that the values of these companies don't reflect the values of the community. I think, as Joni was saying, and you know, we value the city as a literary city, and one of the public benefits of living here is that. And if you have somebody that's going after that with a meat cleaver,
or a pre-order button.
And that's not to say that everything they do is bad or everything they do is wrong, but I think there are ways in which you have to separate yourself from these entities.
Well, it raises questions about how we view them when the legislature is thinking about tax breaks as well, as you point out in your article. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. I'm Steve Scheer. This is the Week in Review Extra on the Record.